Hello and welcome to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my special guest, Bob LaRue. We were talking, when we were eating, we were talking about how your role as a first camera assistant is molded by your experience as an improviser.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I primarily work on commercials, so every day I'm meeting new people. Like, I never really work with the same people over and over again, so I have to be able to meet new people, build those relationships, but also things go wrong all the time, so you just have to be able to roll with it. And it's a weird balance of, like, planning ahead for problems that will come, but also just being ready for problems as they arise. And I think filmmaking is almost perpetually just problem after problem and a series of compromises, which is why I love it. But I think improv helps in that it keeps you adaptable and you have to think on your feet. And it also makes you, it allows you to be sociable and connect with people you're working with that you might never see again. But then it makes that day of work a little more enjoyable. Instead of just a bunch of strangers standing there doing their jobs, you can chat and like hang out and get to know people. And then the vibe is a little better on set. So yeah, it's definitely helped big time.
I certainly find in my life, having been introduced to improv, how it's, yeah, that joy of yes, the joy of seeing the positive and being able to roll with the punches and being able to be vulnerable and being willing to fail and not taking failure as a failure.
But as a success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is an irony about the best way to succeed is to fail.
Yeah.
But it's true.
And it's really the only process that works, but everyone's afraid of it. And it's nice that improv also teaches that or praises it. And it's also necessary. You have to fail. It's a good foundation to be able to sort of build yourself so that you can just make mistakes all the time and know that it's ultimately a good thing.
You've been in rapid fire for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead another 4 years. Where do you see yourself in 4 years' time, whether it be improv or not? I'm just curious, where do you see yourself in 4 years' time?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Maybe in Vancouver working on movies and TV shows. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll be doing improv in 4 years.
Yeah.
Like I was saying before, improv used to occupy my whole life, and now it's a much smaller chunk of it. It's still a very important one, but there's so many other things that I like to focus my time on and research and spend time with. And now improv's like, it's a very fun part of my life, but I don't put the same stakes or pressure in it that I used to. I don't know. I feel like I've learned a lot from improv. I enjoy doing it. It's been a huge part of my life, and it's really helped me become who I am now in this day. But 4 years from now, I honestly can't say whether or not I'll be even doing improv. I don't know. I'm kind of taking that day by day, to be honest. Yeah.
Yep. Just roll with the punches.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be in RFT. I don't know if I'll be in the city. So, yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one to answer because I think about it all the time and there's never an answer.
Yeah.
I'm always like, ooh, geez, something will be different, but I don't know. I don't know what it'll be.
But the good thing about improv is that it allows you to roll with those punches. So when something comes up, something different, instead of being afraid of it, you go, okay, this, yes and this, and see where it takes me.
Yeah, and I can do that more now than ever before, definitely, because of improv. But I think it's like improv and like my professional change working in film and television, which I never used to do. I've only been doing it for 2 years, but they both are working together to, it's just giving me a sense of confidence and a sense of self that I'm okay not knowing what's going to go on next, but that I know I'll be okay. They're interrelated.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this game, I'm going to give you a topic.
Right. It
could be about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to talk about that topic.
Right.
Clearly, there's going to be some
easy rules. Peasy.
Okay. So there are some stipulations, though.
Uh-huh.
You have 1 minute to talk about this subject. Right? But you're not allowed to hesitate.
Okay, cool.
No hesitation. No deviation. Mm-hmm. So you can't, if I talk about ketchup and you start talking about the day you walked through a forest, then that's deviation.
And that's, okay, interesting.
So you have to stay on topic.
Right.
So no hesitation. If you go, you're buzzed out.
Yeah.
And no hesitation. no deviation,
mm-hmm.
and no repetition.
Okay.
You can't repeat a word.
Right.
Unless it's in the title. So if I were to give you, for example, what's a good example? St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Then you can use the word St. Patrick's Day as many times as you want, but you can't use anything else, except for things like and, or, if, but like all the conjunctions.
Right.
You could say, like, and pronouns, I, me, you, that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you were to say forest more than once, then you get buzzed out.
Ooh, cool.
Okay? So no hesitation, deviation, or repetition.
Yeah.
You have 1 minute. You have to talk for 1 whole minute.
Jeez. 1 whole minute?
Now it's not quite so easy, is it? Okay?
Yeah. I hope everybody's ready to learn something about something.
Yeah. So your topic is the power of suggestion.
Wow. The power of suggestion.
The power of suggestion.
Okay.
Starting now.
I remember a time when somebody said something to me and I scoffed in their face because I didn't believe in what they were saying. And then a few days later, I did what they said and it turned out to be great. That thing was hanging out with that person. I made a brand new friend. They asked me to be a companion for them and I didn't want to do it. And then a few days passed. I ran.
Days.
Oh, damn it. I love the word days.
It's really challenging.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get one more.
Okay, cool.
Next, I can see in your eyes, you want to nail this. I can tell.
Do I?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, great.
You want an easy one or a hard one?
Give me a hard one.
Okay. Your topic is 15th century Italian paintings.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Grade 11 AP Social, here we go.
15th century Italian paintings starting now.
Have you ever stared into the eyes of Albrecht Dürer's self-portrait titled...
Hesitation.
No, I was in dramatic pause, not hesitation. Because I can't say, because the title, I had already said the title in
you
the
see,
first sentence.
There you are.
It's hard
see?
To say.
Yeah, well.
That's all right. That's funny.
Do one more.
Okay, all right, one more.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm a big Albrecht Dürer fan.
Yes, that was
And
like
also Hieronymus Bosch. Love that guy.
Okay.
I actually love art history. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
That was quite funny. Okay. Your topic is my first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
My first day of school starting now.
On my first day of school, a weatherman came in to do a class for us. He came in the afternoon. He talked to
he
us
came
for
twice.
Ah, dang it! I love this game. This is great.
It's
such a good speech exercise to expand vocabulary.
Yeah.
Shit, that's fun.
If you get a chance, just do a search online. Like YouTube will have hundreds of them. There's some videos.
So this is a British radio show.
It's a British radio show. It's really funny.
It's a good board game almost to play with friends.
Yeah.
It's similar to like charades or something.
Yeah. But it is hard.
Really, really hard. Yeah.
But it's fun.
The repetition is so interesting because that's such a normal way to speak.
Yeah.
And that's such a classic improv practice to play games where you're not allowed to go, ooh, mm. And the time pressure, it's like the game where somebody just names a field of a thing, like name cars, and you have 20 seconds and you just have to start rattling them off.
And make them
and you're not allowed to make any guttural sounds or any thinking or pausing sounds. It's great. It's really hard.
They are.
Yeah.
So now you've just learned a little bit.
That's great. That's a great game.
Thanks for listening to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my special guest, Bob LaRue. Tune in next week when Bob and I will continue our discussion about all things to do with improv.